Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio, episode 294. Today, I get to catch up with Jackie Johnson. Jackie is a holistic brand strategist who founded Wildling Botanicals, Wildling Herbs, and Wildling Dreams Consulting. Through her businesses, she's created proprietary body care and herbal supplement products from homegrown, clean ingredients she farms herself. So sit back and enjoy this episode, episode 294, of Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Today, I got the wonderful pleasure of checking in with Jackie Johnson. She's down just my neighbor to the south, down in Central City, Colorado. Jackie, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, for those of you who pay attention to the Total Wellness Radio podcast, you know, we really focus on practitioners and practitioner stories from around the world, and we have an opportunity for them to share, you know, their vision for what they're doing, what got them started, all their personal experiences. And I just think it's a really wonderful thing that you and I get a chance to do this today. For our listeners, can you kind of give us some background, Jackie? What got you going on this? I guess we've decided the new word is catalyst. Into the natural health arena.
Right. That's the new word. Everybody start using it. To hear it first with Dan.
That's it.
But my journey started with my own health event, which most times that's how it happens. You know, I was working in pharmaceuticals, living my best life, at least so I thought, high stress environment, high pressure, high demands. And I ended up getting a little rash on my neck that ended up taking over my life. Head to toe rash, 70% of my hair fell out. No doctor could help me. I was going to primary cares. I was talking to pharmacists I knew. I was talking to people that do compound pharmacy, so they knew how things connected. And yeah, it just did not work for me. I was in my bachelor's at OU, and I literally changed my major to a research-based degree and stumbled on to health and wellness, the holistic, homeopathic, weird world no one had ever told me about, you know? Because then it was like, woo, witches and warlocks, you know? It wasn't, you know, it was not what I was familiar with. And I started reading and stumbled upon lavender. And lavender opened up my eyes to not just what I was doing in my physical body, but some things mentally going on that I need to deal with.
Yeah. So that didn't take, it took a little while, I'm sure, to, you know, because what a lot of people don't realize is that when you go to the natural woo-woo world, right, like you talked about, it typically takes a little longer and you got to be a little more aggressive, but you're doing things with the body rather than to the body, like a pharmaceutical. So that's one of the things. How long did it take you to kind of feel like, hey, I'm back on track, my health is going the way I want it to now?
Well, what was weird is, because I told you how severe it was, I mean, water burned my skin. So I was at that point of, I'm like, if water burns, like, I'm there in a whole other, you know, whole other mindset. My skin is too far gone. But within a week of even just using lavender oil, and I think I even mixed it with some like vegetable oil. It was something totally, I would not use that as a carrier oil now, but I used what I had. And I could see difference within a week, and within 6 weeks, I mean, I had hair, I had no rash, I didn't have the scars, but I also, too, did add in some nutritional things, because I didn't realize, you know, eating Twizzlers and chocolate milk and sugary cereal wasn't really going to help you. So I went ahead and fixed some things with my diet as well. So I'm not going to tell people, oh, go get some lavender oil and some vegetable oil, you're good to go. You have to give nutrition from the inside out and the outside in, and they work together.
That's a great way to put it. Great way to put it. Thank you for sharing that. So you got onto the woo-woo train, right? Natural health and wellness, botanicals. You founded Wildling Botanicals, right? When did all that come about? Let's talk about Wildling. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so Wildling was a hobbyist thing, because even then I wasn't committed. I was like, oh, I'm just making some products. I'll sell it to some friends. Don't tell anybody I'm selling these to you, you know. I'm a corporate person. I need to make some real money. So I'm going to be honest. You know, the journey started in 09, and I didn't fully commit to doing stuff fully until like 2019. 2018, I stepped more. 2019, I really stepped out. 2020, I rebranded in May 2020, and I pushed out what people see Wildling Botanicals today. Gotcha. So I have been making products for Wildling Botanicals for over a decade.
Nice.
For over a decade. But the new branding you guys see now is more of my heart. I also have Wildling Herbs, which I've sold teas for years.
And yep.
I used to just buy herbs from people, but now I farm them. So everything's a journey. I think that's what I learned about being in the holistic health and wellness arena, is you have to enjoy the journey and evolve with the journey.
Yeah.
And as the passion grows.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned the passion as it's growing, and you like a 10-year hobby turned in the last 36 months into a full-blown, like, you're all-in career, right? Mm-hmm. Going after mm-hmm. this. What do you find to be the most fulfilling aspect of what you're doing now versus what you were doing before?
It's so weird because I have worked in so many different things, from corporate to startups to health, wellness, my own gym, yoga, nutrition. I mean, I cleaned toilets, y'all. I did it all, you know? And all of it was, I started seeing the common denominator is I care about people. I like connecting with people. I like to give product and services that hold value and connect with people. So in a weird way, I'm doing everything I loved from every job, but I'm just doing it for myself.
Yeah, that's so cool. Know? That's so cool. When my father got involved in the herbal industry in 1974, put a little date on it, he was building 150 houses a year in Montana, but it wasn't fulfilling, right? Doesn't matter if the prosperity is there. Doesn't matter if you can afford the trips and the houses and the cars and the, you know, and have a what would be perceived as a luxurious lifestyle, especially in 1974, building 150 houses a year. But it was, and I interviewed him this last December. I went out to Oregon, took a trip, spent out some time with him. I get to see him about 3 to 4 times a year. And I just asked him straight up, I said, why this? Why country doctor versus what you were doing before? And he says, the number one thing, he didn't even hesitate. He's 80 years old now, 79 this year, going to be 80. And he just didn't even hesitate. He says, it's so much more fulfilling.
And that's what it was missing out of, you know, I 20 years old, you being at a corporate role at a pharmacy. I don't ever say the pharmacy, y'all, but I was living the life, and I lived in Orange County. So I really thought I was living the life. I was a mile and a half from the beach. I could do yoga. I had everything that I thought I wanted and what mm-hmm. society told me, but I still felt empty. And I say that because I wouldn't have been under that mental and physical stress that my body broke down. My body was broken.
Yeah.
And my mind was broken. So following your passion and what feeds you doesn't just help you, but even the people around you. When you step out in your passion and what you believe and your product, service, whatever it is, it really is helping other people.
Yeah.
Like, and they buy into what you're doing because they're like, oh, she actually cares about me. She's just not pushing and peddling products. It's not just woo-woo, you know?
So that reminds me of the next question I want to ask you. So what do you feel is the most challenging aspect of this new career?
So I do a lot. So I have learned that I can't be everything to everybody. I think that was because I did so many different backgrounds since I launched product brands. People want me to teach. People want me to speak. In my community, I'm also sit on city council because I care about community. So I do that business, you know, alderwoman hat too. So I think that's the challenging part, is always finding the balance to make sure I don't fall back into that corporate mindset and now becoming systematic instead of truly connecting with people. And I do that a daily check-in to make sure I'm not getting corporate mindset, because that is the background I come from, is very corporate. So that's always challenging, I think, checking in with each other, self-care, and checking in with yourself is always a struggle, I feel.
Absolutely. When you focus on your community, your clients, the people that you're working with, is it like product driven, service driven, educational driven? Share with our listeners some of the components that you're providing with the Wildling Botanicals.
So with Wildling Botanicals, I mean, that's my skin and hair care products. So people may come to me for products, and then we end up getting in a conversation like this. And now it's, well, I have a business, and I'm an acupuncturist or a naturopath or whatever it may be, a massage therapist. And I've always thought about having my own product line. And it evolves. Because sometimes I book calls and I don't really know what they want to talk about. So it can go from I thinking that they want to order wholesale Wildling Botanicals, and they may be like, no, I want you to consult me to build my own business. Or I may have someone that is like, oh, I really like your skincare. It's going really well. And then they may say, Jackie, Wildling Herbs, you grow those. How do you do that? I actually have some acreage. So then I'm talking about oasis planting and how to get that set up. And I'm consulting him in that way. And that's what I love what I do, because I can talk to people from A to Z in the wellness sector. And I feel like I can connect with them on all different levels. So if people talk to me, I'm actually open to just about every conversation because I love to connect with people.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy. I was very excited about our conversation today. I just had this sense that we were going to hit a home run and just hit it off like from second one, right? Because like almost like kindred spirits, right? Because I've been around this stuff since 1974. And once it's in your system, it's there to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. You can't go back. You're like, that ain't gonna work. I mean, you can't stray off the mark too much. But I think that's what's been happening, especially with COVID, or I call it the COVID crazy, because it's affected everybody in a crazy way. Mm. Me having the diverse background that I have, I think it's helped people if they need help pivoting in their business.
Yep.
Some people are like, I want to go virtual. You're already virtual. I want to get to just the products and actually sell that part of my business of the services.
Yeah.
We're having to do a lot of pivoting and changing. So we don't have a wellness movement to connect with other practitioners or people in our sector.
Yep.
I mean, we're actually stuck in the movement.
Yes.
So that's why we need to keep connected.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'm so thankful to hear you say that. And of the almost 300 interviews that I've done the last number of years that Total Wellness Radio has been up and running, it's been kind of my baby. This is my hobby side, right?
Awesome.
I love meeting people. I love talking with them. I love getting, hey, let's capture content and get it out there to the world, right? Because then they understand it's not just Dan Young in Cheyenne, Wyoming, that's got a 20-year-old practice that serves 4,000 people a year. It's you're connected and you got good quality products and you got good ideas. And the person down in Longmont does, and then the person over in Omaha does. And so it really starts to, the idea is to draw us all together and do exactly what you just said. And yet we're independent, right? But we have a same similar type message and goal, which is to create better community, better health in our communities, and show people that, you know what, there are ways of approaching your health that you can take a lot more responsibility for. It's not as hard as you think. And there's lots of these safer products like what you offer with your botanicals. So we're just talking the same language.
Yes, but that wellness movement part. I mean, I'm in the U.S. I have my farm land here in Colorado. I have greenhouse here in Colorado. I have farmland in Oklahoma. I just was there. I stayed at an Airbnb, and I wasn't thinking that, the lady I'm staying at is going to be a potential client and all this other stuff, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
But I also, when I get on Zooms, I have people I talk to in the U.K., I have people that I talk to in South Africa. I have clients in Brazil. And the virtual space has helped me connect with other people. But we're all on the same wellness movement.
Yeah, yep. Totally agree. When it comes to someone who's had a great influence on you, in your botanicals, in your approach to the herbs, is there anybody you'd like to give kind of, show some love, give them a shout out, say, hey, thank you for helping me along the way?
Man, it's, well, I was self-taught. taught, and I always just think of books. I'm a big book person. So I just read so many books, or people have just printed out sheets of paper, and I'm like, hey, I got some paper in the mail for some random person. So I would actually just give a general shout out to anyone that I have talked to, even all the way up to yesterday. You have influenced me in some way. If it's influenced me to keep going and giving the products and services, thank you. To people when I just started growing things my own, I actually should give a shout out to Krista Perry, because I started growing my own stuff and realizing I could do it because she did Juice Plus and she had the Tower Garden. Wasn't really interested in the capsule. Yeah, the Tower Garden. Krista was just some random person. Someone's like, oh, I have another nutty friend that likes fruits and vegetables and herbs. And if I had not met her, so I need to message her after this. So I hadn't met her in April 2014, still remember the year and month, I would not be growing and sourcing that way I would, and I would not be able to show my children. I have an soon-to-be 8-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Wow.
They would not have the know-how to compost and vermiculture and all of those wacky things that farmers do. Shout out to Krista. That's a good question. I have to reach out to her.
Yeah, Krista Perry. We're going to tag you, Krista, when this thing goes live.
Yes, we will.
So when it comes to, I know your own personal health journey really put you in this direction. Your personal action took you even further in this direction with natural health. You got some folks that you can maybe mention anonymously on some wows that you've seen with people using the herbs or the botanicals, the skin, you know, the skincare, that kind of thing. Anything that you can share, kind of a general way of folks, hey, they really turned some health around.
I have testimonials and their names are already there. So you guys can look on Facebook, Wildling Botanicals, because they outed themselves. They posted it. And then I got TikToks. I got people dancing and pointing with my products. So, you know, shout out to LJ Johnson with Endo Warrior Academy. She's an endometriosis coach and does womb health. So she did stuff about my hair growth oil. I use a lot of nettles and mullein and yarrow. Mm-hmm. That is one of my herbal babies, you know, formulations. Shout out to Cindy. I mean, I love her dearly because she has like severe rosacea and different skin issues. She's also autoimmune, so she cannot use a lot of stuff. So she's been using the facial serum that is rich in calendula, which is vitamin C rich. It's very soothing. I have people like Amy. They're like, they're still the body scrub generation. That's me. I'm, you know, going on 34. I like my body scrubs. So people in my arena, they're talking about even using a body scrub with Himalayan pink salt, helping with acne and things like that. So I always love when people reach out to me like Kaylee, that's like, I just saw your story about your dermatologist and all that. And I spend a lot of money on the dermatologist every month and prescriptions. And when she messaged me after 2 months of using my product, she's like, I'm not feeling my prescriptions anymore. And so I actually am not having to go to the dermatologist every month. And she says, who knew? Who knew that something so simple could help? And she's posted that as well. She randomly, I'll see something in my stories on IG under Wildling Botanicals, because she's just like, you really have changed the way I view ingredients mattering, and then how my health of my products, making sure I'm using fresh ingredients the way I would eat fresh food.
Yeah.
So that's just a few.
That's
so
awesome.
If you guys want more, you got to look at those links in the bio.
We're going to get the links out there. We've got links for Wildling Botanicals, Wildling Consulting, as well as Wildling Herbs. I'm excited about getting all this posted. It's going to be up here shortly. As we get ready to wrap this up, however, I got a couple more questions I really want to ask. The first is, you've got such an excitement and a dynamic energy about you right now. You know, I know you're 10 years into the project, okay, from hobby to career. What are some of the things that you see in the future? What are some of the future goals, aspirations? What's the direction for Wildling?
Sky's the limit. Well, not really. Even higher than the sky.
I love it.
So in the next 3 years, you guys will see me doing more oasis planning and showing people how to do it on my actual farmland and bringing people out or me traveling to people's locations to get them set up. I think that is where my heart is. I like to teach. I like to connect. So you guys are going to see me in those arenas. Probably, I don't know, maybe not on television, but in my own big life, in my own big show online. I really want to touch people more. And I think the only way we can do it is teaching and sharing.
100% agree. Well, you're a dynamic soul. You're having impact. I'm so glad we crossed paths. Promise me, and this is being recorded, promise me we will do this again in the near future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's nothing but a thing
because we're just scratching the surface. I can feel it. We're just scratching the surface. If there's one thing, if there's one piece of advice or one piece of encouragement from your experience in dealing with the herbs, the growing, etc., what one thing would you love our listeners to hear from you today?
Start small and keep going, because you never know where it's going to go. And what you think is big is probably ain't going to be big enough, because I'm living proof. No one thought, you know, vegetable oil and lavender oil would be hundreds of people doing testimonials and reaching out and me making a business out of it, because I surely didn't think that. So I used to kill cactuses. Now I'm growing, you know, on farmland.
Yeah.
So start small and just keep going. It's worth it.
That's awesome. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you? Now, we're going to have a bunch of information in the description of the podcast when it gets posted. So there's all kinds of ways. Thank you, by the way, Jackie, for providing that. I love that because, you know, different platforms, different people, right? And so you have a very nice, diverse approach for people to get in touch with you. But for our listeners today, what's like one of the best ways for them to get in touch with you?
On all social media. I do answer phones and emails. So Jackie@wildlingbotanicals.com. I do answer my emails. It's not a bot or an assistant. It's me. So give me 2 days. If I don't get back to you,
right on.
I'll get back to you. And then I have social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, Wildling Botanicals, Wildling Dreams, and Wildling Herbs. Handles are all the same on each platform, so you can't get lost. Just give me a shout out, drop me a line, and I'll definitely reconnect with you.
Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio. Again, we're just scratching the surface, and you all heard it here. Jackie promised we're going to do this again.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Take care. For Jackie Johnson down in Central City, Colorado. This is Dan Young in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, thank you so much for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day and tuning into this episode. In upcoming episodes, you might hear your voice on there. That's right. We're always looking for folks in the natural healing arts to join us on Total Wellness Radio. Just reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's my direct cell number. Just send me a text message if you want to be featured on Total Wellness Radio. It's that simple. Again, the number is 307-631-5300. Reach out. Let's get you on Total Wellness Radio.